Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I'm trying to find out also if I can register yet. I know that age 55 and up can start as of the 22nd. I tried to go online, and of course, you answer all the questions, and it says I'm ineligible because I'm only 61. So, do I have to wait until after March 22nd to try and register anywhere, or can I get on the list, or how does that work?
Yes, ma'am. You can pre-register with us. I can give you the number that you have to call and pre-register.
Okay, so I can pre-register with you, or I have to call a different number?
Yeah, you have to call a different number.
Okay, all right. And my husband has, I've already registered him with two different places, actually. It was the Elmore County, which is where we live now, and then also a UAB site that's doing it at the Hoover Met there in Hoover, which is a drive-through one, but we haven't gotten calls on either one because the woman that I spoke to said that she really didn't have anywhere to put information because he's only 64, but he has cancer. And she said, well, there wasn't anywhere on there for her to put that. So, you know, they didn't know he was really in that category. So I guess that hasn't even opened up for him either then until the 22nd, or do you know?
Yeah, that's the same thing with ours too. We won't be able to put that on there either. You just have to register, and when they call you back, then you can let them know that it's, you have cancer or whatever. So how old is he?
He's only 64, so that's why he wasn't at that 65 and older either. So that's what I was wondering. Well, I'm thinking, well, they're not going to call him back because they think he's only 64 and it's not time yet. So.
Yes. So have you checked with other places like your nearest Sam's or either your Walgreens there in your area?
No, but I mean, isn't the same thing? Don't you have to be
I'm not
65 or
sure.
older?
I'm
Oh,
not
okay.
sure. You can just call and check, but I'm not sure if you have to be 65 and over. But yeah, but you can go ahead and pre-register with us. But like I said, I don't know when they will call you back, and when they do call you back, that's when you're gonna let them know about the your high risk that he has
Okay.
with the cancer, whatever. Yes, ma'am. But like
Okay.
I said, you can check with your Sam's or either your Walmart there, and just see. And what area are you in?
We live in
What's your county?
Millbrook. Yeah, so Elmore County, Millbrook.
Okay.
I was just a little concerned to get it at, you know, Sam's or Walmart or whatever. Just, you know, with his cancer, number one, just being exposed to different people, and number two, I'm not positive I won't have a reaction. I've never got a flu shot until just last year, and it was because of him. And I did have, you know, a little bit of a reaction. I mean, it wasn't anything to really worry about, but my mom had a real bad reaction when she took a flu shot years ago, and, you know, it was really bad. So I'm just, you know, concerned about a place like that. You know, are they really going to have anybody there if I have a reaction? Do they know how to take care of it?
Okay, I understand that. But then the reaction might not, flare up right then. It's probably a day or two, but we hope that won't do. So what, have you tried the Main Street Family Care in Millbrook?
No, so we haven't lived here very long. We're actually living with my brother because we're going to be moving to Florida as soon as he can retire. So we sold our house and we moved in with him until then. So I'm not familiar with the area. What was the name of it?
It's Main Street Family Care in Millbrooks, and that's on 1401 Alabama Highway 14. Let's see if we got a
1401, I'm sorry. Say it again.
1401 Alabama Highway 14. And I was trying to see if they have a phone number there. I don't see a phone number listed, so I'm probably just pull it up. Let's see,
Did
Sims
you hear the name?
Millbrooks.
Are you listening? You're.
I don't remember what you
Okay.
I know what it is.
So you know what
I
it
know what it is.
is? Okay. All right. My sister-in-law says she knows what it is. So it's like a walk-in clinic.
Okay, now let's
That
see.
what it is?
Hold on a second. Back to my page. Okay. Yeah. It's just a family care. You can just call them and see will they be able to get him or see to be able to get you all in. Then I have a River Regional Family Medical Medicine. It's in Wetumpka. It's on 277 Honduras, HUNTRESS Street. And it's not showing the phone number either for that.
Mm-hmm. You said you do have the number for that or you don't?
No, ma'am, I don't. None of them are showing the phone number, just the addresses. Maybe you can probably Google it on your phone or something, pull it up, maybe on your phone. Okay. Either maybe I can try. Let's see. And I have Elmore Health Department. I have that if you want to try there.
Okay. I assume that's who he's registered with.
Okay.
When they asked me, you know, do you want to go us to register you? And she said, what county? And I said, Elmore. So I'm assuming he's registered with that. She registered me, but, you know, she said it was for Elmore County. So, okay, maybe I can call the Main Street Family Care then. All right.
Okay.
Okay, well,
okay,
thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, I did pull the number for Main Street. It's 334-310-6059. And it did say, it says appointment or drive through, but you can ask them once you call them and just see what are they doing.
Okay, and you said the number is 334-310, and what was the last four digits?
6059.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, all right, ma'am, and you're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.